But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I hope Matt's okay with it. Is anyone really asked? What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, one coaching situation that we haven't really mentioned, and they've been at it for the last week or so, interviewing all sorts of head coach and general manager candidates, and that is the New York Jets. Mike Vrabel recently, Ron Rivera last week, Rex Ryan, who's scheduled the interview on Tuesday, saying, amongst other things, on ESPN New York Radio, that he feels he is going to get the Jets job, one. Two, about Aaron Rodgers, he said he would put an end to the Aaron Rodgers Country Club. I'm sure that's going to go over well. Of course, he was critical, as he should have been, of Aaron Rodgers for skipping mandatory minicamp, taking a vacation when he had all offseason to take a vacation. He's been critical of awful leadership, abysmal leadership, in the front office. Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh both fired. If Rex Ryan gets this job, and remember, he was once the Jets head coach and actually led them to two back-to-back conference championship losses in Pittsburgh and Indianapolis. 2009 and 2010, I believe, were the 2 years. It would be incredible because Rex Ryan has been literally begging. You know, like Jay Gruden doesn't beg anybody for a job? Like, Jay never says, oh, you know, hire me. I'd fix your offense in a hurry. Basically,
yeah,
he said
less time to golf in that case.
He said, look, me, New England, fair, because he was talking about Vrabel, the favorite being, in New England, which everybody understands, but needing a strong offensive coordinator. I said, how about Jay Gruden? And he laughed. And he said, me, New England, that weather? No thanks. You know, basically, like, he doesn't beg for a job, whereas Rex Ryan can't shut up about every job. I mean, he was aching for the Dallas defensive coordinator position. He interviewed, I think he might have even interviewed, I want to say, or was mentioned as a possible DC candidate here at one point. I can't even remember. Now, there's been so many things that has happened. But the bottom line is I can't imagine the Jets go this road. But I would love to see that dynamic. And Aaron Rodgers said he's going to make a quick decision after meeting with the Jets, whatever that means. Not going to hold anybody up. I don't know what's going to happen there. I have no feeling other than I'd be surprised if a new head coach, or maybe an old head coach, is willing to deal with Aaron Rodgers and all the kind of hoopla, if you will, that creates. All right. We told you during the trending alert, an NBA story here. Kyrie Irving is dealing with a bulging disc in his back. Now, you want to be careful about how you say that. Okay? Because some broadcasters have said a bulging... not this one. A bulging disc. Very clear. Expected to miss at least 1 to 2 weeks. He'll miss, obviously, tonight's game against the Memphis Grizzlies. And then back to Dallas to get reevaluated. Now, the problem is he missed Friday night's game against the Cavaliers, his former team, right? But he was ruled out with an illness, not with the bad back. The problem is Kyrie Irving has been oft injured in his career. And on top of that, Luka Doncic is already out. Now, he's only got a strained calf, so he's not expected to be out for long. But right now, or for right now, Doncic and Kyrie Irving out for the Dallas Mavericks as they try and defend their Western Conference championship. By the way, they're at 20-15. Did anybody notice how terrible, once again, the Phoenix Suns are? They're like 15-19. My God, if there was only anybody that called that, and it's worse than I could have ever imagined when they put all those guys together, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, who's the other guy that was there? God, slipping my mind. I'll think about it. But the point being is, the Phoenix Suns, after getting bounced and swept in the first round last year, are 15-18 so far this year. 15-18. And they've lost four in a row. Absolutely inexcusable. And this is always why, when people think, say, well, just put talent together, build super teams. You better be careful about what you're building, especially when guys can't stay on the floor. And that is a problem, a big-time problem in Phoenix. Maybe, hey, I have an idea. Maybe they can trade for Jimmy Butler. Maybe they can trade for Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat because he's so unhappy. He's so miserable. And all the bros out there are going to defend him and say, oh, they haven't surrounded him with any talents. Bullcrap. Bullcrap. He's the best player, but they didn't make the NBA Finals 2 years ago just because of Jimmy Butler. Now, is he surrounded with a Kevin Durant? Or a Ja Morant, for that matter? Or another fellow superstar? No. Guess what? You win basketball games, and often you win championships with metal, with grit, with a team. And yes, it helps to have superstars, ultimately like the Boston Celtics, homegrown superstars. They were able to put Jaylen Brown and company together and finally get over the top. But Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat were close. And now Jimmy Butler wants out of Miami. Good riddance, I would say. The Heat suspended him for 7 games over the weekend, and they went from saying, no, 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 we're not going to trade him, to, well, we're open for business. Again, he would fit in perfectly in Phoenix, a bunch of choking dogs. He would fit in perfectly. And one final note, I forgot to mention this. They're doing the weird golf thing. I don't even know what they're calling it, honestly. Starting tomorrow night, I've seen a lot of coverage of it. It's like an indoor arcade golf thing or whatever. I don't know. I mean, if you're a big golf fan, I'm sure you're into it. It's like virtual golf and reality golf and whatever. There isn't a chance on planet Earth. Not a chance that I'm watching that. Zero. Zero. And one final golf note, Scottie Scheffler, the number one player in the world, withdrawing from the American Express tournament, coming up to give his injured right hand a few more weeks to heal at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. So there you have that. And that's
clean up in aisle three.
We timed it right this time. Yes, yes, we did.